You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. I read, "Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Now, again, we need to constantly remind ourselves, brethren, of the things that Jesus had accomplished on our behalf, and know it and make it our life. It says, "Who had delivered us from the power of darkness." This is a very powerful scripture. God is not hoping to wake up tomorrow to do an emergency deliverance for you. God is not waiting to deal with ancestral cause. What exactly is the cause? Let me even say something to you. There is God and there is Satan. Satan is not the opposite and equal of God. It's not as if the opposite of good is bad. So Satan is not like the opposite of God that is equal to God. Satan opposes God, but he is not equal to God in any way. God is eternal. He has no beginning. He has no ending. Satan was created. There was a time when there was no Lucifer, and there was a day in which he was made. So they are not competitors. Satan only opposes God. Now, what do they call generational causes? Who enforces that cause? Let's say I pronounce a curse now, and I say to somebody, "In your generation, nobody will reach the age of 40. That's just words from my own mouth. But why? What is it that will make it effective? Is it not Satan? Now, the Bible says that you have been delivered from the power of darkness. So which power was now remaining that you believe that you have generational curses? Churches are doing service today. They call it Covenant Day of Breaking Curses. What kind of useless curse are they breaking? Curse over what? You know, sometimes some of these things are the result of poverty. You know, when people are struggling and having difficulty, it's very convenient to just tell people that it is a curse. They've deceived people so much that it's now convenient to just simply tell the people that there is a curse over their life, because that's a convenient way to excuse themselves, since they will not teach the people the truth. This is not my word. This is a statement from scripture, that you have been delivered from the power of darkness. He said, "Who had delivered us," past tense, "from the power of darkness." So please, which one are you doing again? What deliverance are you doing? Is it that he didn't deliver you completely? What did you do to be saved? If we tell people that believe this, it has happened, they say no. It looks too simple, because they've not gone to a mountain to pray for 48 hours and shake and shake and shake and shake. And that's when they believe that they are delivered. How did you become saved? The Bible says we are saved by grace through faith. You simply believed in Jesus Christ and you became saved. If your faith was sufficient, your faith in Jesus was sufficient for you to be saved, why do you think any other thing cannot be taken care of? What's much greater than salvation? So they are only deceiving you. You see, that's why all those churches who are telling you that you have ancestral spirit, you have to break generational curses, are actually working as agents of darkness. Whether they know it or they don't know it, that's what they are doing. Because what they are doing is that a work that God had finished, they are telling you that God has not done that work. It has to be done. And they've been doing it for years. They've never finished breaking it. He said, "You have been delivered." He didn't just deliver you. He translated you into the kingdom of his dear Son. He says, "In him, you also have redemption through his blood, not by works, the forgiveness of sin." Did you know that as far as God is concerned, all your sins are forgiven? There are two sides to sin. Sin is an offense and sin is a nature. The cross of Jesus took care of the nature of sin. The forgiveness of God took care of the offense of sin. You are completely forgiven in Christ Jesus. Thank you for listening. For inquiries, please reach us on this number. +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.